What inspired you to start the Shitbox Rallies? What kind of led you on this journey?
Well, that part's very easy to answer, but it's also the emotional side of things, and that's that both of my parents died from cancer, and they both died within a year of each other. So I was nursing mum and dad at the same time and taking them down for chemotherapy at the same time, and sitting with them whilst all those horrible poisons were being pumped into them, and just watching them deteriorate. So it was a horrific period of my life, and I, with my brother, nursed them through until the last days of their lives, and seeing what cancer did to them, to really two really, really wonderful people, and seeing the impact that it had on, you know, the rest of my family, my brother, and then our friends who also knew and loved mum and dad as well. That's what really inspired me. That was the catalyst for me to launch the rally, because I wanted to do something as significant as I could. You know, the idea of just making a monthly donation, whilst that's very, very good, I wanted to do something more, and that's where it all started from.
And you've raised an astonishing amount of money for the Cancer Council over the years. So tell anyone out there who's listening who might not know, what does a box rally look like? What does it involve?
We have two different rallies. Our biggest rally is called Shitbox Rally, and that's the one that I started back in 2009, with the first rally being in 2010. And it's great fun. I mean, the cars themselves, by the name, means that they have to be shit boxes, which means that they can't be worth any more than $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, they must be registered and roadworthy for sure, but they can't be more than $1,000. So if a team goes out and buys a car for $800, they have $200 that they can spend on it. It's not a situation they can buy it for $1,000 and then go and spend $5,000 making it great. That's not what we do. So they, you know, they are ship boxes. They are registered and roadworthy, but they're, you know, they're basic vehicles. And then we drive them across the country to take the roads less travelled. So we go to very, very remote, isolated places. We support the local communities that we go through. We put as much revenue into them as we possibly can. And with some with Shitbox, it's a very, very big rally. We have 550 people that take part in that. And so for the stopovers, you know, there's upwards of $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 that we could be putting into those regional locations. So it's a real windfall for these places. And especially, like, even now when you're talking about the dreadful droughts, you know, when we go through, we bring in a lot of inspiration, a lot of fun and a joy and happiness, in addition to a lot of additional revenue. So we're all about raising funds for cancer research, and that's something that we do in spades. You know, we're the largest fundraiser for the Cancer Council in the country for community projects. That last year's Shitbox Rally, we raised $1.974 million.
Gosh.
And this year we're hoping to break that $2 million mark. And we have another rally that we do, which is called Mystery Box Rally. And that's great fun. There's no value limit on the cars. The teams can bring whatever value car they want. It has to be a two-wheel drive car, but it has to be at least 25 years of age. And then the mystery part of it is that they don't know where they're going. So they start and finish in one location. And we start that from a regional location each year. And last year was Dubbo, and this year is Mildura.
Fantastic.
And we disappear for 5 days. And it's really great. And the teams don't know where they're going. And we always go out to isolated remote places, and we get to show Australians, and as Australians, most of us live on, you know, in the coast and in the cities, and we don't travel that much into our own country until we're sort of grey nomads. And with these rallies, we give people the opportunity to see some of this incredible country in a safe and fun and exciting environment, all after they've done this amazing fundraising efforts to raise funds for cancer research. And, you know, a lot of the people that we have that come on the rallies have similar stories to myself. It's very, very personal. It's very cathartic and rewarding, and it helps with grief. And you're on the rally and you're surrounded by people that have been through similar situations as you. So talking about your grief, talking about your loss through cancer, it's not something that you find. I mean, in society, for some reason, when people are ill, when people are sick, a lot of the time people will want to cross the other side of the street before talking to you about it. And it's not because they don't care, but they just don't know how to talk to you about it. Whereas on the rally, you know, most of the people have been there. So, you know, it's almost the way I talk about it is you become a member of one of the worst clubs in the world when you lose someone to cancer. But through that, you have other people, therefore, that are members as well. And because of that, you end up becoming really close with them. You embark on this rally, the spirit that comes from that. And then from that, I talk about a rally family. You end up having this really beautiful group of people that you didn't know 5 or 7 days beforehand. And then at the end of the rally, you wonder how on earth you've ever lived without them.
This project, this whole event is this wonderful little babushka doll of wonder and delight. And, you know, in the top, you're raising money for the Cancer Council, and then you're bringing money into regional communities. You're creating a community itself. It's just, there's so many facets of this whole project that is so inspiring and so lovely and so, so needed in our society these days. One thing, though, that I guess would catch a lot of people's attention is you're either racing cars that are worth less than $1,000 or over, did you say 25 years old?
Yeah.
You must have some stories about people on these journeys. I can imagine the wonderful kind of mix of chaos that would be going on with these cars. Has there been a standout moment over the last 9 years?
It's very difficult for me to say one standout moment. You've got to understand, I mean, every single rally, there's always things that happen. And I mean, the first thing you said about racing cars, we don't. When you're driving cars like these, I mean, they're perfectly fine cars, but you have to drive them to the conditions. And so when we go into the outback, we're driving to the conditions that we're on. So if we're on a rough dirt road, we're driving, you know, fairly slowly and moving ourselves along. We've got to deal with the dust and the rocks and everything like that. So yeah, we go through a certain amount of tyres, but there are definite breakdowns all the time. we always have them. But we have a really, really great support crew. So we have four-wheel drives. I own more car trailers now than I ever thought I would. And, you know, when cars break down, we can safely put them onto a car trailer, tie them down, and we can get them into camp where, you know, we've got power and we've got lighting and we've got excellent mechanics, and we can work on the vehicles then and get them running. And for the most part, we do. And I mean, a lot of the time when vehicles they break down, it's usually a fairly simple thing. And at times it isn't. And when that happens, when it isn't a simple thing, then you know, the vehicle won't continue on the rally anymore. But the teams do. So, you know, I say that we're a little bit like the Marines. You know, nobody gets left behind. So if a car breaks down, then that team stays with the rally and comes on with us and has an amazing experience for the rest of the rally themselves as well.
You get some more road trip buddies. It sounds like
great
fun. I am sitting here listening and thinking that this just sounds like the most fun adventure you could have. How do people get involved? How do people support what you're doing?
Well, the best bet is to go onto one of the websites, whether it be Shitbox or Mystery Box Rally. And on the contact page in there is a link, and they can put their names down into the database so that when we launch another rally, we can contact them and say, hey, the registrations are open. So that's probably the best way. And then from there, you can even go onto the Facebook page and just follow us from there. And then you can get all the updates and you can see the routes that we're doing. And we have production teams that come on, so we do videos and photographs and things.
Oh,
so there's loads of content, and it is really fun, and there are some wonderful stories, and we try and portray that as best and as well as we can.
James, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks very much for having me.